Of course, Stormy Weather, one of your finest songs, Pookie. You guys sounded great on that. And it's such a depressing song, but yet you guys gave it an upbeat feel and made it happy.
Yeah, well, you know, really what happened with that particular song was we had went to one of the Cadillacs rehearsal, and they were doing it, something like this. And they told us their company wouldn't let them do it because they thought it was blaspheming to do Stormy Weather like this particular thing. So they gave it to us, and we just copied what they did and took it to company, and the company did it. You know?
And it was one of your biggest hits?
Yeah, yes it was.
Marty wrote in an email to mattthecat@xmradio.com wanting to know what high school you went to back in Gary.
I went to Roosevelt High in Gary.
Roosevelt High. Mm-hmm. There you go. And Barry from San Diego wrote in, and he wants to know if there's a story behind the song Fairy Tales. And that was when you did in the late 60s, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was a song. I was living in Washington, and the Washington group, we went up to Philadelphia, and we did Fairy Tales. And I can't for the life of me remember who wrote this song.
But that was on your North American label, which was your own record label.
Right, it was my own label, yeah.
You're an entrepreneur above everything else. Along with everything else, you're an entrepreneur.
It didn't pan out that great, but at least it was a start of trying to do something at that particular time.
Do you remember how many singles you released on North American?
About five. I think we did that one.
Was it all you, or did you have another group, another act signed to the label?
No, it was just Spanish, just us. You know, we were just trying to do something, trying to get off the ground. In fact, we were trying to get the neighborhood involved. And we even had stock and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, I was looking at one of the stocks the other day, defunct, but
we kind of like bringing it back to the neighborhood.
Yeah,
we
were trying to do something, but it failed. It didn't work out. So
remember the Soul Clan?
No.
The super group that was put together before Otis Redding died, and Benny King was in it. Don Covey. Arthur Conley ended up replacing Otis after Otis passed on. Solomon Burke was in the group, and their whole idea was that they were going to form their own company. It was going to go back. It was going to be all black owned, and it was going to go back to the people, and it's going to be a self-contained thing. And then Otis died, and they put out one single on Atlantic, and the A side was Soul Meetin', and the B side was a great tune.
Did they have Joe Tex in there?
Yeah, Joe Tex was in there too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I heard it all day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a fantastic. But it was the same type of concept. It was like let's do this for us.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
No, that's what you were trying to do
trying
too.
To do, you know, strange as it seemed, as I was telling some people, but
that's how I feel. By the way, was the flip side just came to me?
Right. Okay. this PBS show that they have.
The Doo-Wop 50 and 51?
Yeah, I had it 15 years ago. And I had Harvey and Harvey and Munglos and myself and the fellow that had the Flamingos at the time, I can't think of his name.
Zeke Carey?
Zeke.
Yeah.
And we sit down and we thought we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to do this. And it never materialized. You know, we said we're going to do it. Next thing I know, they called me, someone's doing this shit. You know, somebody else got it. They gone with it, you know. So they make a fortune, you know. But I had this idea 15 years ago to do this. Nobody wanted, you know.
Oh, you couldn't get more acts than the ones that you just...
I couldn't get them. We were together, you know. We talked about it. But you know, we couldn't see eye to eye on things, you know.
That's too bad.
Yeah. But so it didn't happen, you know.
Well, let's hear Fairy Tales off your own North American label. For Barry in San Diego, it's Pookie Hudson. Pookie Hudson of the Spaniels here live with me up in the satellite. How you doing, Pookie?
So far, so good.
Pookie, you need to save your energy for tomorrow. You're doing a show up at Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be doing two shows, tomorrow night and Saturday night, the 14th and 15th. Mm-hmm. Got a couple more people who want to speak to you. All so right. We're going to bring them on the air right now. 50s on 5, hello.
Hello.
Hey, did you have a question for Pookie Hudson?
Well, not really a question. I just had a statement to make. Out here in the Southern California area, we had the rare privilege of having two members of the Johnny Otis Show band as disc jockeys. Johnny Otis himself and one of his members of his band, Bill Gardner, who I believe was his bass player. And he did a show, or two shows. One was on exactly the subject you're talking about, how a lot of these early black artists never got paid their royalties. And then the other one was on cover songs. And that one where he emphasized all these black artists who never got paid. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. he did a lot of those early Spaniel songs, and he mentioned Mr. Pookie Hudson. And after hearing all those Spaniel songs, I had to rush out the next day and buy them because I fell so much
that's
in
right.
love with them.
And Pookie's getting royalties now, so when
yeah,
you buy him, he actually sees some of that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bill Gardner had stated that up until that point in time, they were barely, I think this was back in the late 80s, early 90s, around that point in time, he said that they were barely going to start getting paid their royalties on that. They're so richly deserved. So, Mr. Hudson, I'd just like to say that your songs are a joy to us, and they really knock off some years, and I used to play those songs when I used to cruise the boulevard, Whittier Boulevard, here in the L.A. area.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Much luck and continued success and good luck on your show tomorrow. And as they say in showbiz, knock them dead.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you very much for the call. That was a great call. And I want to mention that because there's a when the digital services like satellite radio launched years ago, just for the people who don't know out there, there's a brand new royalty. It's a performance royalty. And if you didn't know, back in the old days, the only people who got paid for music being played on the radio was the publisher, whoever held the songwriting credit of the song. Sometimes it was a songwriter, and sometimes the songwriter had sold to a publishing company. And that was the only way you got paid back in the old days. But now, just being a performer on the record, you can get, it's a small royalty off of each play, but every time we play Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight, or Baby, It's You, or one of those great Spaniel songs, you'll see a little bit there. So just to let people know that as time has gone on, they've tried to correct some of the issues with the artists getting paid for the art that they create.
Yes, they have.
So that's a good thing. All right, we're going to take one more call. 50's on 5, you're on the air with Pookie.
Are you there?
We're here.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm Jerry from Detroit, right outside of Metropolitan Airport. And you have just answered most of my questions. Last individual from California. Because, Pookie, I know when you did the Goodnight, Sweetheart, did you get any royalties from that when it started? I know you've been asked this probably 100 times, 1,000 times.
No, I didn't. I didn't start getting royalties until 1978.
Did you hear him?
Very, very much. I got my XM on. I'm going to shut it down, though, okay?
Okay. Well, he said he didn't get royalties until 1978.
Oh, God, if he only knew that record was going to be forever.
Well, he knew it was going to be forever, but he just didn't get paid for it, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? They screwed all these people back then. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't use that.
That's okay. Well, we could do a whole show on that. There's a whole lot of things going on that we don't know about back in the... In the end, Pookie and I were talking about this off air, and it was. I mean, sometimes with these small independent labels, sometimes it was that the label owners were completely ripping off the artists, and they weren't paying the artists anything.
Oh yeah.
Other times they were paying the artists as much as they could, because you got to remember when a group was going to have a hit record, when they released a record, the record label had to get that thing distributed. And so the distributors actually had most of the power, and they didn't pay the record label sometimes for what they should have paid them for the record. So the record label owner wasn't making any money off a record that was a hit record because the distributor wasn't paying him. Therefore, they turned around and didn't pay the artist. So I'm not defending the label owner, but there's a whole lot of other stuff going on there that you know, you don't hear much about.
Well, you know, and if you think about it too, when these songs were cut, okay, the people that produced the songs, you know, the individuals that sang it did not. How did they know it was going to be a hit? It was like a one-shot wonder back then.
Well, Pookie knew, because he knew he was a good songwriter.
Oh, God, he's good. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, I'm here from the, as I said, Detroit area, and we have a group called the Reflections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know them very well.
And they have Gary Banovitz, used to be with the Eldorados, and he idolizes Pookie Hudson. I mean, my God, they can do his Pookie Hudson records very good.
Yeah, there's only one Pookie, though.
Oh, God, tell me. He's always, you never see him move too fast. He just walks up and starts singing.
He does. You know, some guys are real showmen. You know, they do the whole getting on the knees and doing splits and stuff. But Pookie doesn't have to. He has a voice. He doesn't have to do the showmanship.
And you know, when I was just coming back off the boat, because I work on the river, right, I heard him do that, "There Goes." Oh, my God. That is my ultimate, that is the all-time favorite. Who did he do that with? He was lead on it, but with...
No, you're confusing. I played There Goes a Pretty Girl by the Enchanters. That wasn't Pookie Hudson.
I thought he was the lead singer on that.
No. I was just saying it was Pookie Doo-Wop Thursday.
I never said that was
a Pookie Hudson record. It's okay. That is a good song. That was The Enchanters from 1956.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You wish Pookie all the luck in the world, okay?
All right.
And this is Jerry again signing off. And I love talking to you guys, and I love your program.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. There you have it, Pookie.
All right,
man. Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up right now with People Who Say We're in Love.
Right.
And it's a cool song. And is there a story behind that one?
No, it was something Gerald wanted to do. You know, he wanted to do the song. And so we sat down, put it together, and they let us record it. You know, they released it. You know.
Well, Pookie, I can't thank you enough for coming in. I mean, you've made... This is one of the highlights of my life. My whole life, Pookie.
I thank you for having me. I really appreciate it so much. Really.
And I want you to know that any time you want to come back on the air and take calls, or you want to tell a story, or if you ever want to bring the Spaniels by to sing on the air or anything like that, my show is your show. It's open to you.
I appreciate it.
And you can see him tomorrow night, Pookie Hudson, playing at Foxwoods in Connecticut. And it would be tomorrow night and Saturday night, the 14th and the 15th. We're going to end with the Spaniels and the great Pookie Hudson. People Will Say We're in Love.
Why don't you hear what I said? And you know I don't play. Now, baby, don't you throw those bouquets at me. And you better not try to please my folks too much. And you mustn't lie.